Welcome to Lesson 1, Family Comes First. Listen, to make any change or improvement in your life, you have to become aware of what is true. As the old saying goes, truth sets us free. Now, you cannot change or improve anything if you are unaware or completely dishonest about what needs to change or improve your life. I'll quickly tell you a story. A couple of years ago, I was around 30 kilos overweight. My lifestyle did not support the health that I thought I had and the health that I actually wanted. Now, in my head, because I used to be a sportsman throughout my high school years and as well as university, in my head, I was still this fit young guy. But the real part of that truth, or the only part of that truth, was I was still just a young guy, early 30s, but my health and my fitness was all but down the toilet, so to speak. And it was only until something happened and I went through a medical checkup, as sort of, you know, through divine intervention, long story short, had to get insurance, life insurance, and I had to do a blood test for that as I changed to a new company, and they discovered that I had very high cholesterol, and I had to I was heading for a real disaster if I didn't make any changes or go onto medication. And it was at that point that everything, all the shutters came off and all the blinders fell off, and I realized what the truth was. In my head, I was still this fit guy, but the reality, the truth was, I was everything but. And in that moment, I had a choice to make. I could continue down the same path and ultimately set myself and my family up for a lot of heartache and a lot of struggle down the line, or I can make some hard calls on my life and set myself on a new path to potentially and hopefully create better and different results for my life. But it wasn't until that point where I had to face the music, I had to become aware of the truth. It wasn't until that point that I could improve or change anything. Now, the same goes for family. There is no way that family will be first in your life if you haven't decided for that to be the case at some stage or another. If you've just been sort of, you know, going along and going, going with the flow, so to speak, without at some point making the conscious decision to put family first, chances are that other things have crept into your life, unbeknownst to you, that have actually taken that top spot in your life. Because once you know that family is first, as with anything else, for me, health and fitness now are truly important, and I know it is important and I can prove it to you. And the same goes with family. Once family is truly important to you, you will know that it is. You will be able to prove to me that this is actually based on reality or on truth. In other words, it is an actual fact, not just something that you wish is true, but something that is actually true. Now, facing the truth as sort of the catalyst for all change and improvement in our lives, always start with asking a new question or a set of new questions, and then being willing to face the music once we've faced those questions. Two important questions that I want you to ask yourself today is, can you truly say that you put your family first all of the time? If you want your family to come first, you need to ask yourself this question truthfully. Can you truly say that you put your family first all of the time? Not what you wish to, not what you wish the answer was, not what you wish the answer would be, but what is truly true, what is real for you. And the second question that's equally important is, if you haven't, or if you discover that you haven't made them a main priority, or that you haven't put them first, or that you want to make them first, then the second question becomes, well, how do you actually do it? Now, if you haven't put them first and you would like to put them first or have them as a main priority, then there's obviously no need to feel guilty. Guilt doesn't help us at all. It just helps us to feel bad, but it doesn't necessarily change anything. Many people unintentionally let other things get in the way when they shouldn't. Again, my example of a couple of years ago, I wasn't intentionally trying to be unhealthy and living in a certain way to promote an unhealthy lifestyle. It's just things got in the way, life got in the way, and unintentionally I allowed things to creep into my life that ended up creating a certain result that was unhelpful and toxic for my life, and I had to change this. The same with family is that even when you have the intention of making them and putting them first, the reality is that oftentimes things creep into our lives unintentionally when they they shouldn't. But the question now becomes is once you know that there are certain things in your life that you need to improve in order to put your family first, the question is, well, how do we change that? How do we get rid of the unhelpful stuff and actually introduce of the, you know, more of the helpful stuff in order for you to get that result of putting your family first? Now, ultimately, all it takes, and honestly, this is the truth, is that all it takes for any improvement and change is to actually start putting your family first. You know, in order to do that, is it only requires a shift in your priorities. Literally, it requires you to draw a line in the sand to make the decision. More accurately, it actually requires what we call a shift in your values. Now, why are values important? Because values, as some experts tell us, values are like an internal compass, like an internal GPS. They set the direction for our life. And if we want to head in a new direction, if we want to actually change the results we're getting in our life, we need to have values that line up with those results, because values drive our thinking processes and it drives our behavior and our actions. So how do you know if something is actually truly important to you? We can say that something is a value, something is important, but how do you actually know that something is important to you? You can tell me right now that your family is important, but how do you actually know that that is true if you're willing to face the music on this question? Is it what you say is important? Does that make something a value? Is it what you wish something is important? Does that make it a value? Is it based on your goals, what your intentions are, what you wish or what you hope to create further down the line? Does that make something a value? Well, all of those things could be true, but for me, it really comes down to two things that I always use as a measuring stick to see whether something is truly important to me or not. If I start realizing that there's a certain result I want and I'm not getting that result, I usually go to these two things and say, how much am I spending on these two things and how am I spending these two things in order to create that result? And those two things are what we call time and money. There's this old saying that if you truly want to know what's important to a person, simply ask them to show you their diary as well as their bank account. If you can show me how you're spending your time and by extension your energy, and you can show me what you're actually wasting or spending your money on, I can pretty much tell you what your life and the quality of life, your quality of life is about, because ultimately those two things make all the difference. You can tell me that something is important to you. You can tell me that your family is important, but if you're spending all your time on the golf course and you're spending all your money, you know, going on golf tours or golf tournaments and all these things, and it robs you of time with your family, you can tell me that family is important to you, but ultimately your behavior, the proof is in the pudding, and your behavior is telling me that golf is actually more important than your family. Time and money are the dead giveaways. If you want to know what's truly important to you right now, look at how you're spending time and how you're spending your money. It will tell you everything you need to know about what's truly important to you, and then make some decisions on the back of that. So to make your family a number one priority, to make them truly a value, to put them first in your life, truthfully, you will have to make a conscious choice and then shift in your psychology and as well as your behavior. You can't just tell me that something is important. You have to make the decision for something to be important, and then you have to shift your behavior and your actions to back that up. But with that being said, how do you actually go about making a behavioral change or a shift? How do you change your actions from one thing to another? Because that seems to be at the heart of this. How do you actually start adopting behaviors that prove that your family is actually important to you? So a great example of this, to give you a start, is this idea of when you start realizing that you're actually working crazy hours. Now, while you're in your objective and your intention may be to provide all those extras and all those bits and pieces for your family and all the lifestyle that you think they want, it results in you actually neglecting them. So on the one hand, you might feel that you're doing all this stuff that takes you away from your family to provide something for your family, but in the actual fact, it actually puts you in a position where you're neglecting them. And so even though you may come home with all these gifts and all these toys, or you might be able to provide them, you know, this lifestyle, the real question is, what is it that your family really wants? What is it that they actually want from you? Because that you might actually discover they would probably prefer to spend more time with you instead. They would give up those gifts, and they would give up those long hours that they don't get to see you because you're working so hard, and trade it any day of the week to spend more time with you. What do they actually want? Do they actually prefer to spend more time with you, or do they actually prefer the gifts? So the next time you are asked to work late or immediately offered to stay when overtime is offered because somebody else can't make it, think about your reason why. Do you really need the extra money? What is your return on investment here? Will the money make up for the time that you're losing or missing out on your family time? Or do you simply get bored when you get home, and so that's the real reason why you prefer to stay at work? Whatever your intention is, you need to look at the reasons why you're making the choices that you're making and be honest with yourself. Remember, truth sets us free. So staying away from home could actually indicate that there is a problem in your marriage and that you don't want to deal with it, but you should deal with it. If you're simply working longer hours to get away from your wife or get away from your husband, that is not a good enough reason to stay away. Maybe there are some things that you need to work through, especially if you're serious about putting your family first, which is what this short course is all about. Now, another way to put your family first is by actually being there for them. I think we totally underestimate the power of time, the power of presence with our family. Sometimes our kids don't want to, you know, play with us. Sometimes they don't want to do stuff with us, but they just simply want us to be there. It creates certainty. It creates stability in their environment. So when your son or daughter has a sports event next time, or they have a school play, try and make a point of attending. Or if a family member gets sick, help them out as much as possible. Don't let them, you know, leave them to their own devices. Last week, I was caught with this really, really bad flu. I was literally down and out, and my wife ran around and jumped around like a slave, for a lack of a better word. She was literally my guardian angel. She literally saved me during that week because I was down and out. But what she did was she proved to me, she showed to me that I am her number one priority, and she still managed to keep our household together. I was so proud of her, and I was so happy to have her. Now, if she came along and she told me that family is important to her, I'm important to her, I would be inclined to believe her, because she actually backed it up with action. She actually proved herself. The proof was in the tasting of the pudding, as the old saying goes. Another way, a great way of putting your family first, is creating what we call stability or certainty within your family. And that is a great way to put your family first. Why is that important? Because ultimately, everyone loves to know that they have someone who they can count on. As human beings, we have an internal need called the need for certainty, the need for emotional and physical and psychological certainty. And when we know we have people in our life that we can count on, it creates stability, and we know that our family comes first irrespective of what. And you can easily do the same thing. You can easily create stability and certainty in your family members by starting to create what we call family routines. So here's a couple of examples. By regular dinner times, you know, chores for each family member, to set certain bedtimes, to have a certain movie night or a certain evening for a movie that you get to enjoy as a family, date nights with your wife. All these things might sound trivial, but they are truly important. Look, it's the small things that compound over time. There's a different way of saying this. Small things make a big difference over time. Don't fool yourself by thinking that by doing something big every now and again, that will make up for all the small things that you neglect to do. It is truly the small things that we do over time, the small, important, and healthy things we do over time that adds up and makes a big difference over time. And by creating a structured routine and rituals in your family, you are also setting those same expectations for your family. They know they're expected to be at dinner at 6 o'clock every night, or that every Saturday they have to spend an hour or two helping out with the chores, either inside the house or in your garden. But whatever it is, when you as a parent and as a husband and as a wife put your family first, each family member will actually start following suit. There's no way your family members will value and put your family first when you don't lead the charge. And in turn, this actually creates a caring family when each member starts doing this that will always be around for each other. You know, that they will always be around for each other and they'll always have each other's back because everyone knows the pack, the family is important. Family is so important. So don't neglect what you have worked so hard to build over time. I appreciate that things come into our lives. I appreciate that things show up, surprises show up, challenges show up. I appreciate that things come into our life that we haven't predicted, things that we haven't expected. But that is no reason for us to just start neglecting our families, because ultimately our families are our base. And when families are happy, when our relationships work, everything else in life, especially outside of a family, also comes together. It's when we're struggling at home that we tend to struggle at work, and perhaps vice versa to some extent. But we need to put family first by not just talking about it, but actually doing it. Yes, work and being social and enjoying your hobbies and playing your sports and enjoying your friends, all these things are important. They are vitally important for your own health, but they shouldn't always take precedence over your family, because at the end of the day, family comes first, and it starts with the decision and then you choosing to back it up by your actions rather than just your words. I hope you found this helpful, and I will see you in the next lesson. See ya.